This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the middle hour of Radio Law Talk. It is September 10th, 2022. Put your seatbelt on, because I know you didn't have it on the first hour, but you were going to be landing in about another hour, so tighten the seatbelt. You really don't have to tighten it for hour two, do you, Todd?
No.
You just
no.
have to kind of keep it loose, but hour three, you usually have to tighten the belt, but we're going to have a lot of fun things going on. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice, seek counsel. We're just trying to entertain you. Because, you know, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. And as we said at the very beginning, right? Set your bar low, because you'll enjoy it if the bar is set pretty low, because we have a lot of fun here. 855-LAW-RADIO. Go to any of our social media. By the way, if you want to email us at info, at radiolawtalk.com. And love, we get a lot of emails, and we enjoy them, and thank you for them. A lot of people say this or say that. A lot of times we can't. Just so you know, you got to say this. We're just gonna go forward, but we appreciate that, right?
Yeah.
So today we're gonna talk about hour two. We're gonna talk about Lori Vallow. We're gonna talk about R. Kelly, Elizabeth Holmes, the latest on. She's the Theranos founder, the woman that's 19. That started out at Stanford and was found guilty of some fraud, generally speaking, some fraud charges. And she has not been sentenced yet. She has a baby already. This is an interesting motion for a new trial. And why? We're going to talk about Ms. Vasquez, Johnny Depp's attorney, and who she's representing and why. The LeBron James and Drake thing's kind of boring. I'll be honest with you. I'm just setting it up and saying how boring it is. We may or may not cover that, but boy, Ricky Martin's is very interesting. And then we've got a number of things. The Las Vegas, what's going on in Las Vegas? Was it this reporter that was stabbed to death?
Yeah, you're talking about the county guy. Oh, yeah, wow, what a story that is.
Yeah, but it's all allegations, by the way. Everything's allegations, and people are innocent until proven guilty. But that's what we're going to talk about this hour. We got Todd, myself, and Cal Hunter. But the reason, of course, why everybody comes here, Todd, is not to know that Fred Penny's book is out.
Although it is.
Although it's
number
is,
one.
Yes.
On Amazon.
Not that we would do anything self-serving. We're just mentioning it. Yeah.
Yeah. But we would come here for case or no case.
Now it's here we time go. To play case or no case.
Yay!
Alfredo was a computer programmer with a unique problem. He worked for a huge multinational company in the Silicon Valley, and when he went into the office to go to work, his co-workers immediately stood up and left because Alfredo smelled. He had horrible body odor, smelled very, very badly. And so his people just got up and his co-workers left. His team was very unproductive because of it. And so after weeks of discussion with management and, you know, suggestions like, you know, take a bath, put on deodorant, whatever, he didn't do that because he said, I don't see why smell is so bad. It's just a natural body thing, peace, love, dope, you know, that kind of a thing. And within 2 weeks, he was out of a job. And he said, well, it's kind of a disability. I can't help how I smell. And he decided to go to a disability lawyer and say, hey, I think I might have a case against one of those great big companies that lawyers love to sue because they have a lot of money. And so I'm going to ask you, I think, Todd, are you first on this? Or
I was first last time.
Yeah, Fred, you're first. What do you think?
Well,
I think the foul odor, case or no case?
I think the peace, love, dope part was the best part of the whole whole story. Does it say what state this was in or not?
California. Silicon Valley.
Of course. Well, you look, what do you do with people who have bad odor? I've been around with people like that, and I say to myself, those of you with bad odor.
Why are you looking at me, Fred?
I'm not. I'm just saying, Don't you just, do you not smell yourself? I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm not, I'm one of those people, I guess you can have bad breath, and you don't smell your breath, I guess, but it's pretty obvious when it's woofing from your underarmpits that you might want to put something on or use deodorant. I just don't understand those. But anyway, whatever. So, Cal, this is just something that happened probably at work. You're tired of someone that had a stinky, smelly armpits. I hope it was not the good doctor that I was on the radio with.
It wasn't Dr. Frank.
But Cal's like, oh, what do I do about something like this? And but I believe this does happen quite often in the workplace. And I'll tell you right now, that's not a disability smell. That will not cover under Social Security, to my knowledge. That's not one of the lists of disabilities under Social Security or state law. So, no, he can't sue for disability. He's just got to put deodorant on. That's all there is to it. It's a scenario, but not a case.
All right, fair enough, Mr. Kingdom. What say you in the case of the smelly programmer who wrote lovely programs, but he stinks? You know, that's what happens.
So a couple of follow-up questions. When yes. was this? Do we know when this was?
I believe it was 2018.
2018. Oh,
yeah.
2018. I'm wondering if the hygiene optional workplace was still a thing. I know early on, down in the Silicon Valley, this was a, these guys had these coding programming parties, and it could get pretty rank. I agree with Fred that hygiene, such as this, is not, I repeat, a protected class. So it's not in the same class as, you know, race, sexual orientation, ethnicity, religious, any of those protected classes. And when I say that, in the state of California, those protected classes are spelled out in statute. So it's not a, what else could we think here? They are listed in statute, and, you know, the smell coming from your armpits ain't on the list. However, I bet every employer in the Silicon Valley has an employee manual where they have a probationary period and they have some sort of progressive discipline policy. So even though not a protected class, once he passes his probationary period, he's entitled to progressive discipline if it's in the policy. And his argument is going to be, you let go of me, but you didn't follow your own procedures for progressive discipline. You talked to me about it once and then threw me out of my ear. So because of that, he files a lawsuit, and there is a settlement of some sort that probably involves a bar of Irish Spring.
That's really intelligent sounding, Todd.
Irish Spring, I like that.
That was really intelligent.
It's so good. The women like it, too.
Yes, that's right.
The course. Okay, so here's the thing.
What do you do, by the way, before you get into it, Cal?
Yeah.
What do you guys do? We're lawyers, and Cal thinks he's a lawyer.
I wish I were.
What do you do with a smelly person? Now, let's talk about this before we get into the answer. Just for like 30 seconds from now. What do you do with the smelly person?
In my broadcasting school, Fred, yeah. I had a guy from Iowa who smelled so badly, we literally could not be in the booth with him. It was sickening. The poor guy had a sickening smell. And he was removed from the school. They just sent him
home. You just hand him a, you get to see, you first try the hint. You put a couple of, bar of soaps in his, next to his desk.
Gift basket of Axe body spray.
Yeah, Axe body spray, some,
Christmas gag gift was a big can of deodorant.
Yes.
He didn't think that he smelled. He couldn't tell.
Okay. Well, I guess if that doesn't work, then you got to go.
Yeah.
No, here's what you do. This is going to sound bad. But you get a supermodel to go in and say, if you took a shower on a daily basis, I would have dinner with you. Hmm. Problem solved.
Who's the one taking the hit?
I don't know. But again, cause and effect. And it's not multiple dinner, one dinner, but you have to shower and bathe on a daily basis. After the one dinner, nothing happens. Dinner's done. And then they're under the, so you're saying there's a chance idea. He will shower and bathe every day for the rest of his life.
All right, Cal, tell us what happened.
Well, what we're going to do is we will take a quick break here,
all
and
right.
I'll give you the answer.
All right, we come back. Give us the answer.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. I wish I could tell you the answer now, but no, I just can't. So
Smelly Man.
Stay tuned for Radio Law Talk as it will continue in just a little bit right here on many great local radio stations coast to coast, over 100 of them, of course, and always free on RadioLawTalk.com with past episodes and live broadcasts. Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk. Nine, eight.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions. Listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Boys are weird. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
So we're talking about Alfredo, the stinky computer programmer. I'll tell you right now, given the name Alfredo, I think he would not be very stinky, but that's okay. I don't know what's going on. So he claims that he was fired and he had a disability of being stinky. Todd and I both say it is a scenario that probably occurs often. Todd actually thinks it's a case, but it was for kind of different reasons that they didn't follow proper procedure, and he did bring a case, a lawsuit, and they settled it. I said it's a true scenario that happens all the time, and it's not a case. So,
but what's interesting, Fred and Todd, is you're both right. This is a case that was filed, and it was dismissed by the judge. The judge said, bad news, you're not in a protected disability class. And by the way, your employer has more than a right to guarantee that there is a safe, sanitary workspace for all the workers in the plant. And if you take away from that, then you're eligible for being dismissed.
That's two for you?
No, that's...
No, you said settled.
That's one for me because...
That's zero for me.
And this is kind of rare for Radio Law Talk. We have a case that is an outright loss for the guy who filed it. So I get one. Fred gets
none. Zero.
Fred gets zero.
Because I said it, but what Cal said I was right on was I said there was not a case but a true scenario. I went through the scenario properly.
Yeah, you did.
That's
you did.
And it is not a protected class. If you have body odor and your coworkers tell you you need to shower, go take a shower.
Yeah, the only thing that I question on this is whether or not Alfredo was a good programmer. And here's why. Because if he was a rock star,
they'd have built
he's knocking it out
room.
Of the park. I see the employer going to the other ones. Yeah, deal with it. That guy brings in like $1 million a year on code, okay?
So. Well, he was just building apps for iPhones. So he's
okay, got it.
Well, two things. Number one, Alfredo would be working at a restaurant. And the second thing is he'd probably put him in a separate trailer by himself is what they'd do.
When did you say this was? 2018?
Yeah.
18?
Yeah.
See, if he'd only held out a couple more years when they started working everybody from home,
right?
He'd have been fine.
Exactly.
Right up until his roommates file a
Well, it's a tough situation. This poor fellow, like I was telling you about from my broadcasting school, he was from Iowa, and he never got it. And his parents didn't get it. They didn't understand what the problem was. I feel badly for him. I felt badly for his family, and his career in broadcasting was just short-circuited by his body odor. He just couldn't be in the studio. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case.
Which is a lesson in marketing. You always want to have a brand, but just having a brand isn't enough. You want to have a good brand.
And what you do to promote it is not always effective.
Exactly.
Stinky brand. All right. Look, we always say innocent until proven guilty, and we abide by that. But the best thing about Radio Law Talk is we are up to date all the time. In fact, this story we're going to talk about, Lori Vallow's son, which... I say to myself, just so you know, I don't know who Lori Vallow. She's the one whose two young children disappeared.
Idaho lady, right?
Yeah,
they
found them basically, the burned remains in her husband's, by the way, fifth husband's backyard. And she's being prosecuted for killing her children. If I'm the surviving 26-year-old son, Mom's invited us over for Christmas.
I am very distant relationship.
I'm super busy that time. Mom's got you coming over for Thanksgiving.
I'd really love to, but here's the thing, see.
Can we leave the kids at your mom's house for date night? No.
Wow.
Can you show up, you got three bodyguards. What are you bringing? Just Guido and Giorgio?
This is just my friends, Mom.
So, anyway, what's going on is, and it's not a funny thing, it's sad, but that was a very interesting one. If you want to go back to Radio Law Talk, our podcast, we've got all the shows for the past 5 years on our RadioLawTalk.com, and type in Lori Vallow and start from the beginning and listen. That is a very interesting listen about the facts of that case and what's going on. Now, here's the thing. On a case like this, Todd... If you have a woman walking up to you, and by the way, just straight up, at least at the time, and it's been a while, she's very attractive. She's a very attractive woman, and she got involved with a guy that was one of those, Jesus is coming and going to destroy the earth in July of, 2019, Jesus was coming or something like that. I don't know, sometime. But he never did. But they Would you like, look, number, she's been married 5 times, Todd, but we'd like to set you up with her. Don't you think after five marriages, you're like, huh.
And how many of those?
And by the way, some of the husbands disappeared.
Yeah, how many died? That's the big question. Yeah. Right?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, you are now touching upon yet another reason or reasons why Todd doesn't date.
Yeah. But anyway, what happened is her final remaining child, who's 26, allegedly his girlfriend, fiance, claimed that he was arrested for sexual assault. And we don't want to, it seems like we're always talking about sexual assault cases. We don't want to get into it in detail. But the nice thing about us at Radio Law Talk, we try to be generally up to date. So he was arrested and he's innocent until proven guilty. And what just happened, Todd?
Well, what just happened was the prosecutors dropped the charges against him. And so they have decided not to prosecute at this time. And I want to clarify that, because there are a number of reasons why a prosecutor may choose to drop charges. And I'm going to read to you a portion of the statement that the victim gave. All right. And the portion of the statement is that she had said that this guy, he came over, they were watching TV, started kissing, and then she says this isn't a good idea, but they ended up going further, and afterwards they had a confrontation discussion about what had happened. That makes, on those facts alone, a case that is very difficult sometimes for a prosecutor to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, and that is the prosecution's burden.
Right.
So we can follow up just a little bit when we get back to say what they're doing. But a dismissal doesn't mean it didn't happen. It doesn't mean it did happen. It means the prosecutor doesn't believe they can prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. That's why they drop charges.
And then we'll talk about R. Kelly after that. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here, right after this. The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce on September 9th, myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books September 9th.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Up inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat inside.
Get the Quick Quick habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quick because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quick Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car, walk. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes...
USA Radio News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking on the Mar-a-Lago investigation.
What do you say to the argument?
that it would be too divisive for the country to prosecute a former president.
There has been a call for justice, and justice has been served.
That was during an interview with Meet the Press. This comes as the Department of Justice and Donald Trump have each submitted two candidates to serve as a special master to review documents seized from the former president's Mar-a-Lago home last month. Two sheriff's deputies were killed while serving a warrant.
Two suspects are in custody after two Atlanta area sheriff deputies were killed in the line of duty Thursday evening while serving a warrant. Cobb County Sheriff Craig Owens.
What words can you say when you lose your family member? And those words don't come easy.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
We were talking about the Lori Vallow case, and Todd, you were continuing on about some interesting things about it.
Well, the only other thing, it's the case about his son, and the prosecutors just dropped charges, and I just wanted to clarify. So when they drop charges, it doesn't mean that they have determined that he is not guilty of it. Doesn't mean that he is guilty of it. It means that the prosecutor cannot prove this beyond a reasonable doubt. Or they don't believe that the facts known to them at this time allow them to prosecute him beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, I don't believe that he was ever arraigned on sexual assault charges. He was arrested on these charges, and he was released, and the prosecutor has said they are not going to pursue. But also remember, on an offense like this, in the state of California, this would be a felony offense, and the statute of limitations is 3 years on a felony, if not longer for sexual assault, but just as used 3 years. What that means is a decision by the prosecutor not to pursue charges at this time doesn't mean that they can't pursue charges if they come across additional corroborating evidence that allows them to believe they can now prove it beyond a reasonable doubt at some future time, as long as it's within the statute of limitations. So he's, for all intents and purposes, he's probably out of the woods as it relates to him, but yeah, they get more evidence. They could always readdress this. But as it is right now, no charges are brought against this individual.
Well, good investigative reporting there, because I'm glad we were all the information we had prior to today was that they've at least charged him or arrested him or are in the process of charging him. So there you go.
Yep.
R. Kelly. Now, if you, those of you who don't remember R. Kelly, just go back and watch. He's a kind of a singer, rapper. What is the famous song he is?
I Believe I Can Fly.
I Believe I Can Fly. Okay.
And apparently he was writing another song for incarceration, which is, I believe I can squirrel away $28,000 in a prison account.
Wow. Here's the thing that's interesting. Did you know, and Todd, you must have known this, inmates have a, and I'm going to quote, here's a quote, a inmate trust account. Now, I think of, when I think of that, I think a trust fund baby. Now we have trust fund inmates. I didn't know that. I'll be going out with this guy because he's a trust fund inmate. So, like a trust fund baby, they have trust funds.
Makes him very popular in the cell block.
Oh, I bet it does.
I didn't know, but I'm telling you. But here's the best part. I was thinking, like, okay, who cares? What do you do with the money? How? Why would it be popular in the cell block? What can you do with money? It's like there's nothing you can do with money in the cell block. Okay, say someone gets money. What are you going to do with it?
Well, most of the people that I deal with, if I'm successful at my job as a defense attorney, I don't deal with them after they've gone to the California Department of Corrections because they don't go to the Department of Corrections. But for the most part, when I deal with my clients who are in custody, they're in custody on a local level. And it's very common for me to get this question, hey, can you tell my family to put money on my books? Right? Now, one of the things that the money is used for is to make calls to family members using the prison phone system, which is not cheap. You know, it's so much per hour, and then it's so much per minute, and the first, like, 90 seconds of almost every call is the, you have received a call from Joe Smith, an inmate, and so it's taken up with this recording, and so you're paying for that every
time. And it's
time.
Like $3 just to pick up the phone and say, okay, I'll take it. I mean, I had to do that once when I was at TV. Cost me $3. I thought, forget it, never again.
Exactly. So if he's got money on the books, it's for his calls. That's one that he might want to make.
No cell phones with Verizon.
So there's that, and then in some institutions there is a commissary where you can buy some things like a candy bar and stuff like that.
My guess,
and given the fact that he was sentenced to 30.
So the fat dudes are the ones that have all the money.
Yeah, the guy said he's sentenced to 30 years.
Whoa.
Well, $28,000. That's got to last him a while, but. He had $28,000 in his trust account or thereabouts, right, Fred?
Well, here's the thing.
Had past tense.
Where he's probably getting that from, he still probably receives money from his songs and royalties, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
And so how does a person in prison have $28,000? I'm sure it's from his royalties or getting paid in. That's the reason, yeah.
Yeah. But like I said, he had... 28,000.
What happened? You can see what happened. What happened was there's victims of crime, right?
Yes.
And when he was sentenced, the judge slapped a $100,000 fine on him, and then there's a $40,000 fine for, quote, Justice for Trafficking Victims Act, where they can charge them or have them pay for these victims. And so there's $140,000 plus some other miscellaneous monies that he's got to pay that he hasn't paid yet. So the court said, well, we know where 28 grand of that is.
Yeah.
And then he fought it, right? Didn't he fight it?
He did, but the judge, U.S. District Court judge, ordered the Bureau of Prisons to send a check for $27,828.24 to the federal court in New York to pay toward the fines and fees toward that fund that he owes. Yes.
I believe you wish he could fly. So
what a great song. It's sad.
It is. So, but it just remember, do you guys remember watching some of those interviews with him? And you know his lawyer saying, don't do it. He's like, yeah, I can do whatever I want. No, don't do it.
Sit down, shut up, RK. Sit up. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I just, maybe I just don't get it. And again, I'm kind of vanilla. I'm a little bit of a vanilla person in some way. Well, you could probably date any girl you want. Why don't you just date a nice 30-year-old, that's closer to your age, that's going to be a good wife or mother and whatever, friend, companion, whatever you want,
Yeah,
just,
exactly.
But what's wrong with just a normal nice person. No. Yeah. You got to go for real young ones. I don't get it. So I always say if the real young ones are trying to talk to me and go after me, which would never happen, but if they did, I'm not stupid. It's not for my looks or my body.
It's for your tickets to Burning Man.
That's exactly right.
Fred, we're inviting you to Burning Man. Here's the paint. We want you to come in our van with all of us young ladies. And by the way, will you fly the plane?
Yeah. And that's the throwaway line. Oh, and if you could bring the plane, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
Marvelous.
That'd be great.
I'm so popular. Can I say this here? And it's an anecdotal thing. I am saying it. Doggone it, I'm saying it.
I believe your name is on the top of the show. So
that is anecdotal.
I wonder what people are thinking when I have a, I'm not going to get in, a person that's in his 60s that has a young lady from another country that's in her 20s, and he is taking pictures with her. And by the way, he looks like he's 70s, taking pictures with her all over the place. And look at my new wife. I'm like, come on, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's like, really? Really?
That would also fall under the category of how to spot the rich guy.
He's not rich, though.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, whatever. We're off to the. We got off topic with R. Kelly. Why he's dating these type of.
Also goes into the. Are you just showing off, sir? I mean,
well, of course it is. Of course, but showing off.
Why else?
But people, what's the first thing people think? I think it's like, really, dude, this is not impressive to me. In fact, it's like
we don't get why she's hanging out with you. We're not smart enough to figure that out.
Oh yeah. We don't know why. Well, anyway, we'll talk about that. That actually could be a whole issue of the question: what's the legalities? When Denise is here, let's remember next week talk about the legalities of marrying a bride from another country, bringing her or him, vice versa, to the country. How long until they become a citizen? And what are the rules there? I think that's a good immigration and family law question that we're going to have to talk about. So, but let's jump into Elizabeth Holmes. Look, you know, there are some, and you know, I know it sounds bad, but we have jumped and stepped up on her defense to some degree, saying, you know, you wonder if she would have been pounded on and gone after if she was a male, in this case, that she was an entrepreneur, age 19, and has been prosecuted and found guilty of basically some fraud.
Well,
with
all of those old, powerful men throwing money at a 19-year-old kid,
right,
as opposed to a Stanford College dropout who really had the whole physical package going for her,
right?
You know, it was that part of the fraud.
I don't know, but she sure... Anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back. What's the latest? She is bringing a motion for a new trial because she has not been sentenced yet.
I second that emotion. Some more Radio Law Talk is coming up with Todd Kunin and Fred Penny right here on this Saturday. Stay tuned as the show continues. We're always we're always live at RadioLawTalk.com and on many wonderful local radio stations throughout the country, whom we greatly appreciate. We'll be back.
This is Frederick Penny, Todd Kunin from Radio Law Talk. Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
All advertising.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop whining. That is Armadillo.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So we're talking about the Elizabeth Holmes case. So there was a key, the prosecution against her, they had a key witness. And it was a Dr. Adam Rosendorf. And he's the former director of the labs that basically testified that she valued the public relations and fundraising over patient care. And basically, he believed the reason he's testifying against her that he was obligated to alert the public, right? So they're waiting for her sentence right now. They're going to sentence her. And there's a lot of complicated things about it because she's got a 2-year-old or a 1-year-old baby. And he comes knocking on her door, knock, 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 knock. And her fiancé answers the door. And he's there, quote, disheveled looking. This is the argument or the statement from the Elizabeth Holmes.
So this was in their motion for a new trial.
Yeah. Okay. So this is Elizabeth Holmes' fiancé that answered the door. He raps on the door, he answers it, and he thought, he's kind of a bigger guy, he said, and he was a little bit worried about, you know, who is this person, basically, and he said who he was, and he wanted to talk to Elizabeth. And he said he was unkept, he didn't speak super well, he was clearly nervous, there was something wrong, basically, according to his allegations, and he put this in a statement also. That's this, the fiance. And he said basically what it comes down to, this individual said he's very sorry for what he did, and he is basically has remorse about what he said. So now the defense, in the when the defense argued against this witness, they basically said he was incompetent. He's one that caused all the issues. And now he's rapping and knocking on her door saying, I feel bad what I testified to. And now they've said, okay, we're bringing a motion for a new trial because this is the key witness against her that now is saying, uh-oh, I feel bad what I said. And I think Todd had a good point about what the definition of, you know, real bad or... or what does that mean, right?
Yeah, so his the witness's claim, Mr. Rosendorf, his claim is he believes that the prosecution had twisted his testimony. His testimony was twisted by the prosecutors. And what I don't know from that, you could essentially say that means one of two things. Either one, the prosecution told him what to say, even though that wasn't what really happened, and they gave him a narrative, which if that happens, I think they have probably a stronger case, not a stronger case for getting a new trial if they can show that somehow, essentially with this guy, if that were the case, this guy would be alleging that the prosecutors tried to dissuade his testimony in a way that was beneficial to the prosecution. If that's the case, that's probably a stronger argument for a new trial. However, if by his statement that the prosecutors twisted his testimony is that after he testified, the prosecution, in arguing the case to the jury, said his testimony stood for something and they made an argument and he disagrees with how it was characterized by the prosecution, I'm sorry, that is not new trial stuff. That is, look, an attorney can argue, based upon the evidence, what it should mean and how the jury should interpret it, and another side is able to argue why it shouldn't be that way, and the person was cross-examined so that if there were facts to support that it shouldn't be twisted a certain way, there was certainly the opportunity for Theranos' attorney, or for Holmes' attorneys, to cross-examine him in that way. And if they didn't do it, his remorse now, it's useless when it comes to getting a new trial.
But now my argument on the other side is, you've got to lean on Holmes' side. I mean, if anything that is... you got to balance it toward her, right? And again, I'm not a criminal lawyer, so I don't understand all the details of the law. But if in any way it may have influenced him, or there may be some issues that he wasn't testifying properly, or what was said was not completely true, she needs a new trial.
Well, I think that this would be an inquiry for the judge. The judge is going to have to look at Mr. Rosendorf and say first, okay, are you saying that the prosecution told you to say things that weren't true? That your testimony was not, that you gave, here's a statement. I'm going to read you the statement. Are you saying this was not true? And if he comes back and says, that's not true, I testified because the prosecution told me to testify this way. I wanted to say it a different way, but they told me to say it this way. I agree with you in that instance. If the judge says to the witness, contrarily, here's a statement, and you said X, Y, and Z. Is that statement true? Yes, that's what I testified to. Okay, so what's your argument? Well, I just don't like the way the prosecution used that when they argued the case in closing argument. Tough. The
right.
Conviction stands.
Right.
So what the court needs to weed out is if there was improper influencing of a witness.
Right, and defense, I'm going to argue that.
Or if the prosecution was hiding. Now, here's a key thing. And this is where this may get some legs. If the prosecution did that in the terms that they dissuaded testimony, and there was other evidence that the prosecution had that would have impeached that witness, there's a case called Brady versus Maryland. And when it comes to criminal discovery under Brady versus Maryland, the prosecution has a duty to turn over what's called exculpatory information if the prosecution has it, knows about it. They have to turn that over. I'll give you a classic example of a violation of this. Do you remember the Duke lacrosse case?
Yes.
Okay, the lacrosse players were all prosecuted because they were charged with raping a dancer who performed at one of their parties. And the prosecutor guy named Mike Nifong, the elected DA. Nifong was in possession of information, DNA information, that would have impeached the complaining victim slash witness and never turned it over. Ultimately, the case was dropped against the Duke lacrosse players. They were exonerated because of the presence of this, the existence of this evidence. Nifong was disbarred, sued civilly,
no longer
practicing law because his actions violated Brady versus Maryland, which is if you have exculpatory information, you have to turn it over. Now, if this guy's statement leads, his claim right here, leads to the discovery of exculpatory information that the prosecution had and never turned over,
done. She's
she should get a new trial. Well, if not having them dismissed altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Boy, there's just so many twists and turns with the law. Everyone thinks it's, oh, you just go out there and try a case. Man alive, it's crazy going out there.
Well, you know why that is? Because we go to traffic court. It's all very fast and perfunctory. Right.
You're well, in, you're out, on the right. Internet stuff, too. Right. Well, really quick, Ms. Vasquez, who was Johnny Depp's lawyer, and again, the future fiancé, possibly, of Todd Kuhnin, if she's agreeable. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not quite sure. Just so long as you don't want anyone with, you know, that uses deodorant that often, that likes cats.
Must like cats and McDonald's.
And McDonald's.
You know how I think it was last segment you talked about essentially seeing two people and they just don't seem like they match together?
Yeah.
It would be that category.
Yes. Well, you don't match together. Well, let's see. The actress of Yellowstone, what is that? Miss Kilcher? She's accused of basically misrepresenting her injuries to claiming benefits for work comp. She received money, about $96,000 in work comp benefits, 2019-2021, temporary disability. Apparently she's working on the Yellowstone, you know, for several months. So anyway, that she's got charges. There's two counts of work comp fraud, and she's going to be defended by Ms. Vasquez.
And the allegation is she applied for work comp, and then during the period she was receiving work comp benefits because of an injury in a different production, they see her in Yellowstone. Like, we're pretty certain that was filmed during the same time you were getting work comp, so how could you do that?
Is that a CGI face or what's going on?
That was all CGI.
Well, you never know. Innocent until proven guilty, guys, because you know what? You got Ms. Vasquez on it. We'll be back after this. Oh, no. After this, we got next hour, Cal, right?
Right. Hour number three is coming up on Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny and Todd Kuhnin, and, of course, you, without whom we would not be doing the program at all. So we'll be back. Don't go away.
Available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.